I just really want to run you through today some of the work that we're beginning to do at the National College. The agendas that are facing school leaders at the moment, and wouldn't you believe it, that's my phone going off in the background, are the ECM agenda, 14 to 19 reforms that we have, workforce remodelling, particularly pertinent today, the strategy in harnessing technology, building schools for the future that we've just taken on board to support school leaders and local authorities, in addition to capital investments such as the primary programmes that are coming through and any PFI projects. And as you'll know, the college has issues at the moment with succession planning. The majority of our leaders, 24% of our leaders, are aged 55 plus and over. So we are going to have issues between 2009 and 2011 when the majority of our BSF schools are being built that we've got our least amount of school leaders actually in place. So we have to look at different ways of addressing this, and this is through leadership teams that we'll be working with. But we're in a very exciting time at the moment with technology that's coming through, and the college is recognising the importance of technology, not only for learning and teaching, but also for business leadership and management within schools. And we have several programmes at the college. All of the information is in the packs for you that I've got down here. There's Primary Six Licht, which is a two-day residential programme for head teachers in primary schools. Primary Subject Leader Slipped, where aspiring school leaders can go and look at leadership within their own subjects and taking that through into headship. Secondary Team Slipped recognises the distributed leadership needs of secondary schools and the huge challenges facing those schools. And up to four members of senior leadership team go on a two-day residential programme for that. London Challenge, London's always a particular case with particular issues, and we've recognised those and have discrete programmes available for all London schools. And more information on those programmes can be found on the NCSL website. We are at the moment currently developing and piloting a BSF leadership programme, and one of our head teachers is here, Paul Mortimer, that's working on that with us. And we're piloting that with 10 local authorities from January onwards this year, and I'll take you through some of the ways that we're looking for technology to transform learning throughout that programme. Schools are changing, not necessarily least of all because of the succession planning issues that we've got, but also engaging the community, the extended schools, the wraparound care for children, the educare. And again, this requires different form of leadership that can't be done, that actually physically can't be done, without the power and the medium of technology to support leaders. What challenges have school leaders got at the moment? Well, it's the leadership not only across a school, but across local authorities as well. For ECM to work, we need data systems that not only go across and between schools, but also venture into the health and social services as well. Common infrastructures, interoperability, management information systems, and again, these are huge skill sets that head teachers need to be taking on board. Professional development opportunities. For every pound that a head teacher spends on ICT, they should definitely be spending £2 on CPD for their staff. But more importantly, I think, we need to recognise, and leaders are recognising, that learners are changing. This is a new publication that NCSL has launched, and again, these are in your bags for you, through Demos, that looks at their space, how children are actually creating content and learning with new technologies, and the future of learning with new technologies, and I shall give you some examples from these later on. Students are turning into creators and not just consumers of technology, and we really need to capture that learning that's going on outside the classroom and bring it into the classroom. MP3 players. I've got a student that is actually got a nine-year-old that's got their own radio station. And again, are we taking account of that into the classroom? Are we building that knowledge into schools' learning platforms? And at the moment, I don't think we are. Trends in technology, the children are doing it for themselves, and unless we as school leaders take that on board, we're going to be creating yesterday's solutions for building schools for the future that will be developed in 5 or 6 years' time. So we need to look at the trends in technology and actually future planning and future thinking, so that we can create learning environments, not only physical but also virtual, that take this into account and take it on board. The one thing that's really concerning me at the moment is this content creation, this My Media, this MySpace, this YouTube. And again, bringing that into the learning environment rather than learning platforms that, no offence, but are full of content created software that just push out software rather than actually the children creating it themselves. And this is a perfect example. This is a website where people, students, children and adults create games, and it's a very successful website. We have a year 8 student that was actually developing so many games for this site. He had so many ideas that he decided to actually launch his own website where he franchised out his ideas for other students to actually create them and put them back on his own website. And would you believe he got a classification as an N in his assessment because it wasn't enough evidence to evaluate. Now this is just getting ridiculous. This is degree level work, creating not only websites but games, also co-creation with other people out there, and he got classified as an N. There is something wrong in the system if we're not taking that learning into account, because if he'd have done a word processing task, he'd have probably passed. So I think we do have a culture change within schools and within the government systems as well to take on board. So for leaders to actually make the change and the step change for transformation, not just enhancing learning, but transformation that we're going to need in these new schools, we've really got to equip students and the workforce with the new skill sets that they're going to require. The future site materials, the OECD scenarios, looked at the skill sets that children will require when they're going to work, and it's collaboration, risk-taking, research, none of which can be done without the power of technology, and all of our learners' jobs will be using technology, so we need to really push our way and start getting back on track with it. New technologies, personalised learning, and again that doesn't mean differentiation and different worksheets, but again, that child's example that we've just seen, and work like that so that children can create and can suit their own learning needs and can publish in an environment that's around. 24/7, we are getting wireless, we are definitely getting mobile. And again, how are we planning for that? How are we working with the community so that we can ensure that our work gets through? One of the most exciting projects I've seen is the Wolverhampton PDA project. And David Wiley, who's running that project and is around with the children most days this week, said he realised that the pilot was successful when the most damage came because they were being dropped in the washing up bowls. When children were taking them to their parents and saying, look at what I did at school and look at this, and they're actually dropping them in the washing up bowls. So I thought that was quite a fantastic story. And we've got a video later that I'll leave running after the presentation to show you some of the work that's happening in David. And common infrastructures, so that children who are in not only in one institution but going across institutions can access their learning at any time and any place. So it's no longer a stand and deliver method, which is Stephen Hepple's quote. I'm not going to pinch it, I'll refer that one back to him. Or are we actually leading these different types of learning and children's learning and bringing that back into, I'm going to stop calling them schools, Steve. I'll call them institutions. My apologies. So we are moving podcasts. All of these are being called podcasts at the moment. Everything that we do is being podcast, and podcast is exploding, as I can see over there as well with the Softies podcast. But we're moving very much from independent to collaborative, creativity, co-constructed learning and peer evaluation, this peer assessment. I doubt if another year 8 child would have classified that student's work as an N. Whereas a 40-year-old assessor, no offence, and I'm going that way myself, didn't realise the work and couldn't understand the work that had gone through to it. So more peer assessment needed. ICT and futures thinking. There are things that are a very high certainty that are having a high impact. And again, I look at the PDA projects that are happening all over the country at the moment through to this wireless technology. But there are also some very interesting things that are coming up that I wouldn't have foreseen. And here's one example. This is an example in Hull, a very innovative head who decided that really 45% adult literacy problems in Hull, they needed to get into the community, they needed to get into the homes, they needed to get into the living rooms. And they came up with this ingenious idea, and now this is being spread across all schools in Hull and is in 2,000 homes. I'm just going to show you a brief clip of this video to show you what I mean.
Kingswood High is situated to the northeast of Hull, in an area known as Brandzone, one of the most socially deprived areas in Europe, with high levels of poverty and crime. In 2000, it was bottom of the entire national secondary league tables, with only 2.7% of students achieving 5 A to C grades at GCSE. Pupil attendance at this time was only 80%. In 2006, it is predicted that 60% of students will gain 5 A to C grades, and pupil attendance is already well above national average. It is no coincidence that such dramatic improvements have come about at the same time as the school launched its Kingswood Broadband TV.
This week's edition of KB TV.
Each week, the school broadcasts a news programme written, directed, produced, and edited entirely by the students themselves.
The best thing I've been involved in is the school news programme because that's changed what I want to do in my whole life.
The Year 11 girls have been given the opportunity to make their ball gowns for the leaving prom. Earlier on, we spoke to Sarah Marks about the project.
Oh, this filming has had a massive effect on me because it's changed my life. Because I originally wanted to go into teaching, but now I want to go into news reporting.
So, if you'd like to be involved, what do you need to do? If you don't have broadband, we'll give you a set-top box and the connection at no extra cost to you.
Through links with industry, the school has been able to place set-top boxes with mats and keyboard into more than 300 student homes.
With broadband PC, or on television.
This allows families to turn their televisions into a computer to access the materials on the school server. The only stipulation the school makes to each family is that the set-top boxes must be connected to the family TV. KB TV is aimed at the school communicating with not just the students, but the whole family and the community.
I'll be fine, but I might get a bit stressed out and probably won't get a lot of sleep.
For my GMPQ course making media, I did a film about the baby challenge, which was about the cyber babies that you have from school to prevent teenage pregnancy. So you find out what it's like having a baby. And I took it home and did a video diary on that. The message of the film was what it would be like to have a real baby, because you only have that for a weekend, you don't really get a proper feel of what it would be like, because you know that you're giving it back on the Monday morning from you've had it on Friday afternoon. So the message was to help and prevent teenage pregnancy. The main reason I went with teenage pregnancy was because one of the girls in our media class was pregnant and a few of the other girls were getting pregnant, so that meant, well, it was made for younger years, so they knew what it was going to be like when they had the cyber baby.
As a result of the success of KBTV, the local authority is now supporting its development across all Hull schools. Kingswood are leading the training of teachers from local secondary schools and their feeder primary schools in planning for the launch of their own TV channel.
BBTV is our own news channel that will be broadcast once a day to inform you all about Britain's school.
We started to be involved in KBTV when the city, having seen the success of the Kingswood project, decided to widen it out across the city. And we attended probably 7 or 8 training sessions with Ken to show us what Kingswood had done and to look at how the project was going to roll out. And those training sessions were absolutely superb and firing our imagination.
Do you remember lessons at school before KBTV?
KBTV has impacted across the school. Students are far more positive about their learning experience, as they are now seeing resources that they have produced themselves being used in classrooms, beamed into homes and across the community. Teachers are now more aware of how to make best use of digital media to make lessons more stimulating, and students are highly motivated to work together to produce a film that is of interest to them and their community.
I think the programmes are really good because they're made by our school.
I can refresh my memory at home as well as at school with the videos and
the filming that the school do?
You don't just have to sit and read big blocks of writing, you can watch the videos.
It's real good because you can do your own work at home and send it into school, and then you don't have to be carrying it to school in the morning.
The programmes are good, I really like them.
I think it's a lot better than Blackboard.
Because it shows you films on what you're doing in the class.
It makes things more interesting because you can learn more by watching than reading.
It brings lessons to life now.
Some lessons that I might have found boring are more interesting now.
I think it makes lessons more enjoyable.
When you consider the fact that pupils spend like 13% of the time, I think it's a stat, actually at school, the majority of the time is spent at home with the family. So really KBTV about is about how can we influence what's going on beyond the school and how families can get more involved in the learning. And in terms of how pupils' attainment developing, we have to look at developing the family's learning. So that's really what KBTV is about. It's not just about being able to do homework at home or watch educational TV channels at home. It's about developing the family learning. And
cut you off there, I'm sorry. About developing the family learning. And I think through BSF, we have a real opportunity to invest in ICT that will transform not only students' lives, but also the families' lives at home. And that was one head teacher's idea about innovation, how it could change the school environment. It wasn't a national programme. And what we're trying to do through the college is get this innovation from ground up and get it out there as quickly as possible with some information so that other head teachers can get together and take this learning through. We've got a BSF YouTube at the moment, so that we are putting up there, and children are putting up there, and I think some other organisations may join us. All of this information and these different videos pulls children are on there looking at future scenarios of learning through videos. So please visit the NCSL BSF YouTube. I'm not actually sure if I'm supposed to be doing it, but we've started it. We've also got Wikipedias as well. So we're getting on down with the kids and getting into content creation in a very small way. $3 billion on ICT hardware so far, $40 million on learning platforms, a further $5 billion on ICT as part of BSF as reported in the TES. Let's not waste this money. Let's start planning for innovation now. Let's start talking to the children about how they're using technology and build on that, and no computer suites, but actually start talking to the children about how they're using technology and plan for that so that when the bricks and mortar are in place in 6 years' time, our students and our staff are actually ready to really take this on board and make the most benefit of it. 15% of schools at the moment, secondary schools, are only using ICT well, and 8% of our secondary students have disappeared. They are no longer at school. We've got to change something and actually make learning exciting for them in schools. So is your vision radical enough in terms of where your learners are? And really, as government organisations, is our vision radical enough? And also industry. Let's show schools and school leaders what we can do, and let's really make a difference. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.